With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The state Supreme Court has given lawmakers a pair of major headaches to deal with in this session.
Interestingly, the two big issues here are the education funding, the McCleary decision, and then the Hearst decision on water, both of us put on us by an out-of-control Supreme Court, in my opinion.
7th District Representative Joel Kretz says it is do or die, but there are a couple of bills that are still alive that could help overturn the Hearst decision.
The one I've watched is Senator Warnock's bill, and it has come over from the Senate, so it's still alive. It does a pretty good job of it. We are actually looking at going a little bit further. Our approach on this thing is water, the availability of water, and the impact on rural communities is something that we're not going to water this thing down, pardon the pun. We're going to fix it completely, or we're not going to do anything. And that's saying a lot, because we know the impact will be huge in rural Washington if we don't get this fixed. But I think this is our only bite at the apple, and if we don't get it right, we're going to be really lagging behind in rural areas for decades. So we're going to push hard to get a complete, basically a repeal of the court decision and something that'll work for rural landowners.
Kretz says they're trying to educate urban legislators to understand this is not just a rural problem, that without water, the rural land is worth far less, and when the tax valuations come down, the urban valuations will go up hard to make up for those lost tax revenues. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.